Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Neville Spear as we talk about some of the wins beef has been able to achieve over the last year in just a moment.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale Wednesday, March 24th at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This sale is offering 68 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls and 20 registered females along with 25 commercial open heifers. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji or Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. B&L Red Angus Bull Sale Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Dr. Neville Spears with Where Food Comes From. They're an independent third-party food verification company. Dr. Spears says that over the last year, as we've all lived through the pandemic together, the beef industry actually has had some good stories to share.
Yeah, it really has been a huge challenge, right? But I think on the other side of that, there's been some really exciting things that we've seen in terms of beef demand. And so as we're seeing that the consumer, they've been willing to pay at the higher end of the retail side in terms of, you know, a high choice or a prime product and willing to really invest kind of in facilities to cook at home, you know, things like barbecue and outdoor cooking and what have you. And they've taken a lot more interest in their food. And, you know, we've been able to kind of get through this in a really favorable way when we least expected it. And I think ultimately that really underscores how far we've come in as an industry in the last 20 years in terms of beef quality, beef consistency. And ultimately also we like to talk about the beef story. We're doing a better job of telling the story. And that's part of what I do at Where Food Comes From.
Well, I know you've talked a little bit in the past about seeing an uptick in prime beef carcasses. Where are we at on this right now?
Boy, it's amazing. We continue to kind of click away at about 10% every week. And you know, I can remember way back when I was in graduate school, we never dreamt that was possible. And the industry has done such a good job in terms of improving genetics and improving management. And consumers continue to prove they like prime beef, and that's partly what's helped drive demand.
Well, country of origin labeling is always a hot topic, and it's becoming very, very important. What do you see some of the biggest benefits of that being right now?
Well, you know, we do a good job of telling our story, and I know that's always a hot topic, but ultimately, you know, we see that as a market-driven kind of solution, and if that's something that consumers ultimately kind of want their stamp on that label that way, we're going to try to make it happen in the marketplace that way. Again, story becomes important, and it's not just kind of around country of origin labeling. We're seeing increased demand for things like natural. And then also we're seeing more and more concern about animal welfare and what have you. And no doubt with this administration coming in, there's going to be more talk around environmental things. So all of those things, as we kind of talk about traceability in the supply chain and telling that story and carrying it forward to the consumer, are really going to be important.
Do you think USDA is going to slow down the EID tags with the new administration in place?
Boy, it's really hard to know kind of where we're headed with that. You know, clearly they turned back the dial from the 2023 EID mandate. They've, you know, obviously done some work and they've taken public opinion. It'll be real interesting to see with this administration kind of where they want to go. But I did notice that Secretary Vilsack mentioned something the other day in a piece that I read, kind of equating animal disease to COVID and what have you. And I don't know, you know, if he's kind of signaling that maybe we're going to try to speed that process up or not. But it certainly is one of those things that's very important and on the radar.
Well, and of course, you mentioned you're at Where Food Comes From. Tell us some of the hot topics right now that you guys are having to deal with, because you and I talked a little bit, you know, agriculture is always on the defense and there's a lot of fake news out there. But what do you think some of the most important things that you guys are sharing that are resonating with the folks are?
Well, we're always excited when producers come to us and they want to be a part of a program and tell their story going forward. And again, we see more and more is hearing from, for example, retailers that are wanting to have a kind of a committed supply of programmed cattle that are able to tell a story about, you know, the quality of animal care, some efforts towards environmental sustainability and stewardship and what have you. And those are things that oftentimes producers are doing anyway. It's just a matter of documenting that and you know, making sure that they are within a supply chain that has some traceability to it. But we definitely are seeing those things. And I think probably will only increase in the year or two coming. As we wait, maybe kind of wake up from COVID, we definitely think those trends are pretty well in place.
Dr. Neville Spear with Where Food Comes From. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many E.T. Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.